So as it relates to Raid, on today's daf, as promised, going back to the Gemara on the top of Daf Mem Amar Aleph. So the Mishnah had said that Nimtza Badvar Erva, Oisha Eina Ru'uyo Lavoi Bi Yisrael, Eini Rashoi Lekaim. If somebody is ma'anis, a woman, that's Eina Ru'uyo Lekaim. Eina Ru'uyo Lavoi Bi Yisrael. A mamzeres, lamashal, a chayvei lavin. So the halach is that although ordinarily every oynes has a mitzvah of v'loisi le'isha, but this ma'anes is not going to have a mitzvah of v'loisi le'isha. The Gemara and Daf Mem Amar Aleph asked the gevaldige kasha. The Gemara said, why not? Let the assay of v'loisi le'isha be doicha the lois assay of chayvei lavin. And kol ha'teir kula assay is doicha lois assay. So here too, let the assay of v'loisi le'isha be doicha the lois assay. And the Gemara gave a rather cryptic teretz. The Gemara said, hey chom rina nesi assay v'nitchi lois assay. When do we say that assay is doicha lois assay? K'goy mila b'tzaras. That's such as mila b'tzaras. D'loi efshe l'kiyume la'assay. Aval hocha over here, y'omra d'loi b'ina mi'isa la'assay klal. Ordinarily, if there's a chiyuv aseh, there's a chiyuv aseh. There's no way around the chiyuv aseh. But here there seems to be some way to circumvent the aseh. Because the only time there's a mitzvah of l'isi l'isha is if she agrees to get married. But if she says, loy be'ino, mi isa l'aseh klal, then of course there won't be an aseh. As a result, in this case, we don't say aseh doicha lois aseh. And as mentioned earlier, this Gemara is eino yoimer elo dershuni. It's just not clear pashup shot in what the Gemara said. Rashi, in one line, is mefarish. Quote, Mi iso lasei klal, hashto nami, melamden oiso loyme enei roiso. That what the Gemara means to say is that being that it's possible to get out of the assay, how? By her saying loy be'ina, I do not. She's not interested in marrying this man. So it's for that reason what we do is we train her. Melamden oiso loyme enei roiso. We encourage her to say enei roiso. It sounds a little bit from Rashi, and this is the way all the Rishonim approached Rashi, that Rashi is saying that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that Aseh is not Doicha Lois Aseh. Be'etzem, based on the Klolim of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh, the Aseh of Lois Elisha would be Doicha, the Lois Aseh of Mamzeres. But at the same time, the Gemara just meant to say that there's no reason to come on to an Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh, because there's a way out. What's the way out? If she would say, loy be'ino, then there would be no assay, then we're not having this conversation. So we train her to say, enei roitzer. Now, what would be if she doesn't say enei roitzer? What if she's standing and she says, no, I want to marry this man? It sounds like then maybe you would say, assay doicha lois assay. The Rishonim are very, very bothered with that outcome because the Mishnah doesn't seem to say that. The Mishnah says, nimtza badvar erva oisha enei roi lovi b'yisrael, enei rashoi l'kaima. And it sounds like enei rashoi l'kaima. It doesn't matter if she says, roitzani or enei roitzer. Either way, the halach is going to be that they can't stay married. So Rashi's pshat is a little sarich beer. It's just not so clear what the pshat is. And not just that, the obvious follow-up to Rashi's pshat is very, very obvious. I am Birishoinim. We're not going to discuss Rashi's pshat. The ikr pshat that the Rishoinim say, the Rajba, the Ritva, the Ramban, is that what the Gemara meant to say is that it's true asay is doicha lois asay, but the only time asay is doicha lois asay is if it's an asay that's so fast that there's no way out of this asay. Being that the asay of a loisi isha, there is a way out of, if she says loy be'ina, what it creates is a klishos in the assay. It creates a weakness in the assay. And azasor tshvach assay doesn't have the ability to be doicha lois assay. So an assay, like mila b'tzaras, the Gemara's marshal, that assay is doicha lois assay. Why? Because there's no way out of that assay. You have do mal, a child that's 8 days old. There's no way around that. Yeah, baharis, no baharis. There's a chiyuv. So that mitzvah, where there's no way out of, has the ability to be doicha lois assay. But an assay that is kolish, an assay that you can get out of, it's a simen, it's a vise that this assay is a shvach assay. And a shvach assay doesn't have the ability to be doicha lois assay. So we know the rule, assay is doicha lois assay. But the truth is, not all assays were created equally. Right? Just like we mentioned earlier in the daf, that the assay of Mila could be doicha lois assay v'assay. Why? Because nichru so la yud gimel brisos, it's an assay that's very, very chomer. So too, on the flip side, there's an assay akal. There's a concept of an assay that doesn't have the ability ability to be doichi even an ordinary lois asay. What is that? An asay that there's a way out of. That asay is a kolish degase, and that's what the Gemara meant to say. The Gemara said, e amar loy beinam yisal asay klal, which means that there's a way out. If there's a way out, that's just a simen that this is not such a fest asay, because regular asays, there's no way out. You wake up in the morning, you have to put on tefillin. There's no way out of putting on tefillin. But the asay of loisay of isha, there's a way out of. So because there's a way out of it, that's a sign that this asay is a little bit shvacher, and because the asay is a little bit shvacher, therefore you're not going to have an asay. The Tosi Yeshanin, that's the Kleine Oisius here, on the bottom of the Yomid, brings another fest of pshat. A pshat that we have spoken about in the past, not so much as it relates to Ksubas Daf Mem, but as it relates to different places where this Gemara talks about Asay Doicha Leis Asay. We'll just mention the Tosi Yeshanim pshat really quickly. And that is, Tosi Yeshanim says that what the Gemara meant to say was that it's true, the man, the Ma'anes, has an ability to be doicha the lav of mamzeres because he has an asay of loisi leisha, and asay is doicha lois asay. You know what the problem is, Dr. Taisi Yeshanim? She also has a lois asay of the iser mamzeres, because we know that when it comes to all the einchim and all the lavin, hishva kasav ishvi isha, the man and the woman are one and the same. The problem is she doesn't have the asay of loisi leisha. He has the asay of loisi leisha. She does not have the asay of loisi leisha. So the Gemara's teretz was that when do you say asay? Say doicha loisasei. That's when every person that's engaged in this loisasei also is being mekayim and asei. Avol hacha, but over here, I amra de loy beina. If she says loy beina, mi isel asei kal, does she have an asei? She could say loy beina. He can't say loy beina because he has a chiyuv. But she could say loy beina. She wouldn't violate anything if she said loy beina. So being that she wouldn't violate anything if she said loy beina, so it comes out that she doesn't have an assay. If she doesn't have an assay, how are we saying assay deicha loy sasay? Assay deicha loy sasay is going to help him, but assay deicha loy sasay is not going to help her. So you're right. He could be deicha his loy sasay, but she can't be deicha her loy sasay. And it's for that reason, you can't say assay. When's the last time we spoke about this? In the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos, because this has a huge Yevamos component. Because in Masechtas Yevamos, it's mavur that you say asay doicha lois asay. The first sugi in Yevamos, if asay would be doicha lois asay sheish by karis, the Gemara understands why you need the say reshava aleh aleh just to go down memory lane. Or better, on daf chafam and aleph, the halach is chayvi laben is chayletzes v'loim is yabemes. And the Gemara said, anai neis niasay v'nitcha lois asay. The Gemara's teretz was xayir b'yirushena ato b'yishne, but it's mavur. But etzem you would say asay doicha lois asay. And the grace of kasher of kivegas kasher that all the achreinim ask is that what do you mean? How could you say asay doicha lois asay by yibum? The mitzvah asay of yibum l'chayir is only the man's mitzvah. He has a mitzvah of Yavama Yavo Yaleh. L'chayra, she does not have a mitzvah, so he could be doicha his voice sasei, or his voice sasei sheish bekaris, but she has no ability to be doicha her voice sasei. Hadvarim Atikin, we spoke at a long read bite in the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos on this topic, ayin sham. But there's a fourth pshat, and that's the pshat that we're going to talk about now for a few minutes, and that is the Rambam. The Rambam, in his Yad Chazaka, says, it's in Hilchas Nairu Psula, it's Perek Gimel Halachehe, that the reason there's no asay doicha lois asay when it comes to v'loisi li isha and when it comes to the lav of mamzeres. And really what the Gemara meant to say when it said avol hocha I amr d'lei b'ina mi'isa la'asay klal was that we know Rish Lakish's memory throughout Shas. The only time you say asay doicha lois asay is if it's I efshel l'kayim shneim. But if it's efshel l'kayim shneim, if you could be mekayim da'asay and not be over the lois asay, of course there's no asay doicha lois asay. The only time you say asay doicha lois asay is when you're stuck, where you're caught, and you have no way out. So either I'll do the assay and pay the invoice of the lois assay, or I'll be mekayim the lois assay, but I'm going to miss out on an assay. Over there we say, assay doicha lois assay, for whatever reason. But that's the rule, assay doicha lois assay. But if it's actually kaim shneim, if I could do the assay and not be over the lois assay, that's easy. Of course you're not going to say assay doicha lois assay. It's Reish Lakish's memory that's quoted everywhere in Shas. But the point is, up the Rambam in Yad Chazaka, a very glad to pasht the pshat in the Gemara. You know what the Gemara meant when it said, the Gemara means it's efshel l'kayim shneim. What do you mean it's efshel l'kayim shneim? You don't have to be over the lois asay. What you could do is have her say loy be'ina, and if she says loy be'ina, so then it comes out that you don't have the asay, which means you don't have to be over the lois asay. And it's a little more than that. Being that if she would say loy be'ina, you wouldn't have to be over the loy sasei. So then even if she doesn't say loy be'ina, you can't be over the loy sasei, because that is Rish Lakish's memory, that whenever it's efshel l'kayim shneim, there is no din of asay doicha loy sasei. It's similar to Rashi. In fact, Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Aretz says that he believes Rashi and the Rambam really were saying the same pshat. Ayin Shom, way beyond the scope of what we're doing right now. But the point is the Rambam seemed to learn a very posh pshat in the Gemara, and what the Gemara means to say is Efshel Lekayim Shet. The Gemara just means Rish Lakish's memory throughout Shas. And just like Rish Lakish said that the only time you say Asei Doi Chaloi Sasei is when it's not Efshel Lekayim Shet, but if it's Efshel Lekayim Shet, you don't say Asei Doi Chaloi Sasei. That's really what the Gemara means. The Gemara means you're not stuck. You're not caught in this bind where you don't know where to go. There's a way out. Loibina. And once it's shaykh that there's a way out, then you can't have a seydai chaloisase anymore. There's not going to be a mitzvah. She'll have to say loibina or whatever. But the bottom line is, in this case, you won't say a seydai chaloisase. And that was the teretz of the Gemara. There's a very lumdish piece from the Rosh Hashiva Rav Ruvain Grozovsky. And this is in Chiddushi Rav Ruvain. It's in Masechtas Yevamos. It's in Simen Gimel. So it's in the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos in the sugyas of Asei Doicha Lo Yisase, where he talks about this Shitas HaRambam, and he makes one diak nifla. He says that he believes that the Bali Tosfos also learned like the Rambam. So it's interesting that Tosfos itself doesn't really say a clear pshat in the Gemara. We mentioned the Rajban, the Ramban, and the Ritva, and the Ra'ah, and the Tosfos Yishanim, yeah, but that's more recent Ksav Yad, and Rashi, and the Rambam. But the Bali Tosfos didn't make clear what their position was in terms of Pasha pshat in the Gemara, what the Gemara meant when it said, Yomr Doloi Be'ina Mi'isna La'asei Klal. But Rav Ruvain made a diuk nifla. He said, if you look at Tosfos in our sugya, Dibra Maschul, Kugoy Mila Betzaras, Tosfos asks Akasha, three lines from that, I'm just reading Tosfos. Vim Toimar, Vakalayim Betzitzes, Efshel Lekayim Shneim. He doesn't understand. The classic, the Makarta Sei Doi Chaloi Sasei, is not Mila Betzaras, like we spoke out in the daf. Rather, it's Kalayim Betzitzes. Kalayim Betzitzes is always Efshel Lekayim Shneim. Sheyase Betalis Tzemer, Chutin Shal Tzemer. Who asked you to wear a beged, a pishtin, put on a beged of Tzemer? And Tosfos says, a teretz, it's a long Tosfos. Whatever, I ain't sure. Oh, but Frank Rav Ruvain, why did Tosfos ask this kasha in Ksubas Daf Mem? I don't understand. What's hot this with Ksubas Daf Mem? Because we mentioned Asei Doi Chaloi Sasei, so Tosfos decided to ask a fundamental kasha of how Tzitzis is always Doi Chalayim, it's not Efshel Lekayim Shneim. Tosfos should have asked this kasha even in the beginning of Yevamos, or where Reish Lakish said the halacha of Efshel Lekayim Shneim. What's hot this with Ksubas Daf Mem? Zok Rav Ruvain, Zweis Tosfos, Tosfos held that Ksubas Daf Mem is a sugi of Efshel Lekayim Shneim. And that's why Tosfos felt that Kan Hamokim Laharach Tzas, and to understand that if there's a halacha of Efshel Lekayim Shneim, how do you get off the ground? How do you understand every Asei Doi Chaloi Sasei? And isn't every Asei Doi Chaloi Sasei Efshel Lekayim Shneim, and afal pikin you say Asei Doi Chaloi Sasei? But that's why Tosfos asked it here. Zweis Tosfos learned like the Rambam, because if Tosfos didn't learn like the Rambam, then our sugya never breathed the word about Efshel Lekayim Shneim. And why would Tosfos have felt that here in the middle of Masechtas Ksubas and Perek Elu Nairis, that here he decided to go on a whole arichos on a tangent? Why is Kalayim Betzitzis Efshel Lekayim Shneim? Zok Rav Ruvain. It's very, very mashma from Tosfos that Tosfos felt like the Rambam. And Tosfos and the Rambam, therefore, are the two Rishonim that held this pshat in the Gemara, and that is that the reason there's no Asei Doi Chaloi Sasei Bavit Loi Siyo Li'isha is because the Amr Loi Be'ina Mi'isa La'asei Klal, that's just a roundabout fancy way of saying that it's not Efshel Lekayim Shneim. The problem is, this pshat is a pliatzuma, and you almost can't even say it out of your mouth. Seems like the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, but it really is Mechusar Havvana Legamri. And Rabbi Chanan and Kovetz Aris and Sima Yodalid and Rav Ruvain and that shtickle, and Chlush Rav Ruvain and Yevamos Sim and Gimel, they're very, very mayrich to understand Pasha Pshat in the Rambam. That is, what does it mean when we say that you have an Asay and a Lois Asay and it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim? What it means is, on the one hand, I have a Mitzvah Asay. There's a big Indian to do a Mitzvah Asay. On the other hand, there's also a Mitzvah Lois Asay. It's a very big deal not to do a Mitzvah Lois Asay. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. I don't know what to do. If I do the assay, I'll be over the lois assay. If I'm kind of lois assay, I'm going to be mevatel an assay. Habach nish kein breira. So there's a parish of assay doich a lois assay. What if it's efshel lekayim shnei? What if I could do the assay and also be mekayim the lois assay? So Chris Shlokish, so why would you say assay doich a lois assay? Is that what's happening in our sugya? If the woman says loy be'inda, you're not being mekayim the assay. You're circumventing the assay. But it's still chasa the assay. So how is this Efshel Lekayim Shneim? Efshel Lekayim Shneim would be, I'm doing the assay, and I'm also being Mekayim the Lois assay. But that's not what's happening if she says Loi Be'ino. If she says Loi Be'ino, there is no assay. Mi Isil assay, Klaus, Okta Gemara, you're right, there's no assay. So I'm not being Mevatel the assay, but I'm not being Mekayim it either. So if I'm not being Mekayim it, what's Efshel Lekayim Shneim? Rish Lakish is actually kaim shnei means I could be mekayim the asay and not be over the lois asay. If I can't be mekayim the asay without being over the lois asay, isn't that asay doicha lois asay? And that is the case by v'lois Elisha. I cannot be mekayim the asay v'lois Elisha unless I'm over the lois asay. I she could say loy be'ino. That would just mean that there won't be an asay, but I still wasn't mekayim the asay. So Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Reuven shneim nischavnu l'davar echad. They both said that you see from this Rambam a chiddush nifla. And that is that the reason Aseh is doicha lois Aseh is not because the kiyum mitzvah Aseh is doicha lois Aseh, but it's the e-bittel mitzvah Aseh that's doicha lois Aseh in English. Yesh lachker. Aseh is doicha lois Aseh. What's the pshat? Not what's the machshava. There we have raid bites on. Ahav is doicha yira, the charedim, that tzchar mitzvah is lenetzach netzachim. Oynish of an Avera is Mishpat Rishon B'Gehenim is only Yud Beis Chodesh. Not the Machshava, but the Lomdus. What state in the Halacha? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Does it say that Kiyum Mitzvah is so gewaldig, it's so niflet, it's so nirva'ayim, that a Kiyum Mitzvah is Doicha Lois Aseh? Or it's not that the Kiyum Mitzvah, the outcome of doing a Mitzvah, is so gewaldig that that's what's Doicha Lois Aseh. But it's, if I don't do the mitzvah, I'm going to be mevatel the mitzvah. And being mevatel a mitzvah so chamur, that's what's doicha the lois aseh. Is it the kiyum a mitzvah that's doicha the lois aseh? Or is it the not being mevatel the mitzvah that's doicha the lois aseh? And lomdish, you can hear two klarit stodim, right? It's very black and white. You can hear it both ways. You can hear that when you do a mitzvah, it's so gewaldig, the shpois that come into the world when a person does a mitzvah is mamish nachayich. And as a result, that Inyan is so gewaldig, that's doicha even lois aseh. It's worth it. Like the Charedim says, if you don't understand the mitzvah, this wouldn't bother you. And that's the yisoid of aseh doicha lois aseh. Or it's not so much what happens when you do a mitzvah that's doicha lois aseh, but rather it's that we don't want to be mevatel the aseh that's causing us now to say aseh doicha lois aseh. In other words, if I'm going to do the aseh and not the lois aseh, so what I'm gaining is that I wasn't mevatel the aseh. If I'm not going to do the aseh and I'm going to observe the lois aseh, what I'm gaining is that I wasn't mevatel the lois aseh. Not being mevatel the aseh is more choshev than not being mevatel the lois aseh, and that's why aseh is doicha lois aseh. We could say this in seven different ways, but the point is, when we say aseh is doicha lois aseh, is it the kiyum mitzvah bepoyol that's doicha the lois aseh? Or it's the fact that if you're not mekayim the mitzvah, you'll be mevatel the mitzvah, and that's such a bad zach, that the bittul mitzvah aseh is what's doicha the lois aseh. Zot Rebbe Chanan. Zot Rab Ruvain, that it's muchach from the Rambam, that the Rambam held the second one mechudish to give pshat. If pshat in asei doicha lois asei is the kiyum mitzvah, then you're right, it's a pel, you can't even read the Gemara. Why is it efshel l'kayim shneim? Because she could say loy be'ino. If she says loy be'ino, you still weren't mekayim da'asei. And if you still weren't mekayim da'asei, you didn't accomplish what you set out to accomplish when you told us the law is asei doicha lois asei. And based on that, you shouldn't have the halacha of efshel l'kayim shneim and da'asei should be doicha lois asei. But if the reason asei is doicha lois asei is not the kiyum mitzvah is doicha lois asei, but it's the fact that we don't want you to be mevatel the asei. That's what Stoicha the Lois Aseh does, Zok the Rambam. That's what the Gemara meant. It's so posh. Right, whenever the Rambam says something, you know the Pshat is posh usually. So it's a very posh the Glat the Pshat. What he's saying is that the whole Inyan of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh is that we don't want you to be Mevatel the Aseh, and we're willing to be over a Lois Aseh, not to be Mevatel and Aseh. Well, guess what? You're not being Mevatel and Aseh over here. The reason you're not being Mevatel and Aseh is because she could say Loi Be'ina. If she says Loi Be'ina, there is no Aseh, and if there's no Aseh, then there's no Aseh to be Mevatel. So it's not going to be a problem. So Zok Rebbe Chanan and Rebbe Reuven, Rambam held that Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh is not the Kiyum Aseh is Doicha the Lois Aseh, but it's the fact that we don't want you to be Mevatel the Aseh that's Doicha the Lois Aseh, and that's why the Gemara said that E Amar Leib Inam Yisal Aseh Klal, since it's going to come out that there's Efsher L'Kayim Shneim, because it's Shayach to be Mekayim the Lois Aseh, and it's true not be Mekayim the Aseh, but not be Mevatel the Aseh. And being that what we're trying to accomplish when we say Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh is not so much the Kiyum Aseh, as much as not being Mevatel the Aseh, that's something that I could do without being over the Lois Aseh. And that's why Snefshel L'Kayim Shneim, and that's Pshat in the Rambam, and that's also Pshat in the Bali Toisvis, the way Rav Reuven was Medayik in the Bali Toisvis. But what emerges is a Festa Chakira in the Sugya of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh. Is it the Kiyam Aseh that's Doicha, or is it the E-Bittel Aseh that's Doicha? Now, if this sounds familiar, We spoke about this once in the raid. A long time ago, it was fleeting, but we did mention it once, and I think it's just kedai to mamish in a few moments, just chazer over a little bit with one little knetch of a punchline. And that is, when we learn Masechta Sukkah, we set over a festakasha that's brought down in the Sefer Yehoshua. The Sefer Yehoshua was written by the Tarna Polar of the Michas Chinuch Zeda. He brought this kasha in the name of his shvager, Rab Itzikel Hamburger, and it was a kasha that his shvager said he heard from the great Rabbi Yonis and Aibishitz. The kasha was, everyone knows that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael for the first time in the times of Yeshua Benon, it was Chodesh Nisan. And it was right before Pesach. And the Pasuk says that that first Pesach, the first Seder that took place in Eretz Yisrael, there was no matzah sitting on the Seder table. Why not? So the Gemara says, because there was no way for them to eat matzah. In order to eat matzah, they would have had to have taken from the tefuah that was in Eretz Yisrael. All the tefuah that was in Eretz Yisrael was chadash, and because it was chadash, so there was no way for them to make matzah. So what they did was mimachas ha-pesach. They waited until they brought the carbon eimer. That was matzah, the tefuah chadash. Now there's no was a chadash anymore, and if there's no was a chadash, now they're already able to eat matzah. So Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph asks, he brings b'shem the Yerushalmi, that he doesn't understand what the problem was. The issa chadash is a lois aseh. The mitzvah of matzah is an aseh. Yove aseh d'achilas matzah, v'yidcha lois aseh d'chadash. So Tosfos brings this kasha in Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and Tosfos brings two terutzim to answer this kasha. In other words, a festa kasha. What was the problem? The problem was is that there was an issa chadash. We know the rule is aseh d'chalois aseh. So if aseh is d'chalois aseh, why wouldn't you say aseh d'chalois aseh? If there's a lot of raid on the Gemara we just learned right now in Ksubas Daf Mem Amud Aleph, there's really a lot of raid on that Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. But either way, that was Tosfos kasha. So the Tana Polarov said that I heard from my shvager Bitzikel Hamburger, who heard mamish from the mouth of Rabbi Yonis and Aibishitz, who asked a nifle digger kasha. The kasha that he asked was, is that we know that after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, the Yidden mourned Moshe Rabbeinu for 30 days. And Chazal say, he made Evloi Shal Moshe nishtaku thousands of halachas. One of the halachas that were forgotten were the Shniurim, Yumudav Pei Amar Aleph. When did the Yidden get back all those halachas that were forgotten? The Hechziron Asniel Ben Kenaz Mitoich Popula, Tmuradav Tezayin Amar Aleph. Which means that from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, from Yimei Evloi Shal Moshe, which went from Zion Adar until approximately Zion Nisan, those 30 days. So during that 30-day period, the Yidden lost all the Shirim. They didn't know Shirim anymore. And they would not get it back until Asniel Ben Kenaz and Sefer Shoiftim would be Machs and B'toich Populim. And until then, they didn't have it. Which means during this Tkufa, when the Yidden crossed the Yarden, with Yeshua Benun, they entered Eretz Yisrael, they didn't know the Shirim. So Rabbi Yonatan Aibishitz asked a Bombakasha. He said, if that's the case, that's the terrorist to the Yerushalmi's Kasha. What was the Yerushalmi even asking? Yerushalmi asked the kasha that the Yidden could have sat down by the Seder with matzahs of Chadosh and they would have been Yotze the mitzvah based on Aseh Doicho Lois Aseh. Right, the Rebbe of Yoinesen, they didn't know what the shir was. And because they didn't know what the shir was, this wouldn't work. Because that's posh that the only time you would say Aseh Doicho Lois Aseh is if you're being Mekai in the mitzvah. But if you eat more than the mitzvah, meaning you eat more than a kezayis, you have the lois asay of chadosh, but you're not going to have the asay of matzah anymore. And being that they didn't know what the kezayis was, it wasn't shaykh. So today, you know what a kezayis is. You know what a kezayis is. You're right. Today, you would say asay doicha lois asay. But that dar was during that interim period when these halachas were forgotten before Asniel ben Kenaz brought them back, mitoich populoi. Say, they didn't know what the shaykh kezayis was. If they didn't know what shaykh kezayis was, how was it shaykh to say doicha lois asay? A kushy in the floor. Mamash a kushy in the floor. This was the kasha that Rabbi Yonatan Aibishitz asked. So we suggested, Ulai, maybe you could say that we know the chiddush of the Goyim that we spoke about a lot in Masechtas Pesachim, where the Vilna Goyim said that even though the mitzvah chiyuvis of matzah is be'erev teichel matzahs, it's only to eat one kezayis of matzah by the Leil HaSneder, but that's poshit. If a person eats more than a kezayis, every little bit that he eats, he's going to be mekayim a mitzvah. The Goyim and the Ma'aser Rav, we've spoken out over the years that the Reshiva, Rabbi Yerucham Olshin, is Yerech L'mayadim, so the Reshiva, it brings that Kamen Rishayim already said this Chiddush. Ad Kedei Kach, he has a whole shtickle in Sefer Yerech L'mayadim to explain why this is known as the Chiddush of the Goyin. There's so many Rishayim that already said this Chiddush. But either way, the Goyin, and it's already Gepoit and Rishayim said, that even though it's true that the Gemara says, Be'erev Teichel Matzahs, that the Chi of Matzah is only the Kezayis Rishayim, but it's only the Chi of Matzah that's Kezayis Rishayim. But that's Pasha, if a person would eat more than a Kezayis, he would be a Kaim a Mitzvah. So we clear the Shaila. When we say Aseh is Doichel Lois Aseh, is it only a mitzvah chiyuvis that's doicha lois aseh? What about a mitzvah kiyumis? Would a mitzvah's kiyumis be doicha lois asei as well? Right, just to bring out the point with a very, very clear example. The classic case of asei doicha lois asei is klein betzitzis. You bring a beged of linen and you attach strings of wool. You're being over this shatnis, but you became the mitzvah of tzitzis. Al zeh nemar, asei doicha lois asei. What would be if a woman would wear a beged of linen and she would attach strings of wool? Would she also have the din of asei doicha lois asei or not? Now, a woman's not chayiv in tzitzis, but the reason she's not chayiv in tzitzis is because tzitzis is a mitzvah asei shezman gerom. In fact, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Yud Zayin, Shulchan Aruch paskins that according to Rabbeinu Tam, that women make brachas. If they do a mitzvah asei she'ein hazman geroma, a woman can wear tzitzis and she can maybe even make a bracha if she puts on tzitzis. And over the years we've discussed, when we say that a woman makes a bracha for a mitzvah asei she'ein geroma, is that a raya that she has a mitzvah kiyumis when she does a mitzvah asei she'ein geroma? Certainly sounds like it. It sounds like if she makes a bracha, good, that's a big chakir. She only gets chalak in a mitzvah vaisa. But here's the bottom line. There's a very, very stark tzad in the Rishon and the Achrayim, that if a woman would wear a beged shel tzitzis, she'd be mekayim a mitzvah asei d'oraisa of tzitzis. For sure, she's not mechuyev to, but could be she would be mekayim a mitzvah asei. So what would be if she has a situation of klein betzitzis where there's an asei d'oraisa lois asei? Would she have asei d'oraisa asei or not? What's the chakira? Do you only say asei d'oraisa asei when I have a chiyev to do the mitzvah? What if I don't have a chiyev, but I'm mekayim the mitzvah? For mitzvahs, can you miss? Would I have it or would I not have it? So we said that l'chayrit should be tali in this chakira from Rabbi Chana. When we say asei doicha lois asei, is it the kiyum mitzvah that's being doicha lois asei, or it's the fact that we don't want you to be mevatel the mitzvah that's being doicha lois asei? You know what the nafkamina is? Mitzvah kiyumis. If it's the kiyum mitzvah that's being doicha, so then you can hear maybe a mitzvah kiyumis also would be doicha. Now mekenzach dingin, you could say maybe even if it's the kiyum mitzvah, it's only if it's a kiyum mitzvah chiyuvis where it's gedayla mitzvah v'vaisa beseder. But I can at least hear another time. I can certainly hear and argue with a straight face that if the yisoid of the tchiya is the kiyum mitzvah, even a mitzvah Kiyumis has the ability to be doicha. If, however, the bittul is not the kiyum mitzvah, but it's the fact that we don't want you to be mevatel the mitzvah. If this woman wouldn't put on this beged, she's not being mevatel anything. And because she's not being mevatel anything, so over there it's posha, you wouldn't say asei doicha lois asei. So l'chayra, another nafkamina in this chakira, whether asei doicha lois asei is the kiyum mitzvah or it's the bittul mitzvah that's being doicha, would be, what would be the halacha by mitzvahs kiyumis? It's l'fizeh yesh loymar, ulai, hafla v'fela. And that is, that it's true. It's true when the Yidden sat down at that first Seder, had they eaten matzah, they wouldn't have known what the shear is, but it wouldn't have mattered. Because even if they would have eaten yoysem ikashir, it's true they wouldn't have been chayiv to eat more than a shear. But every little bit that they eat is a kiyum mitzvah, like the Gra said. And as before in the Rishonim, like the Rashiva points out. So if that's the case, there is a kiyum mitzvah. And if there's a kiyum mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah can also be doicha. Could also be daicha the Isser Chadash. Is Yesh Loimar, the Yerushalmi, as quoted by Tosfos in Kedusha Mamun Ches Amin Aleph, was of the opinion that Asei Daicha Leis Asei, it's not the Bittul Mitzvah that's Daicha the Leis Asei, but it's the Kiyum Mitzvah that's Daicha the Leis Asei. If it's the Kiyum Mitzvah, so it comes out it'd be true maybe even by a Mitzvah's Kiyumis, and if it'd be true even by a Mitzvah's Kiyumis, so then it's Meiridig that the Yerushalmi asked the Kasha, let Asei be Daicha Leis Asei, and it's not Shver, the Rebbe of Yonason's Kasha. But just in Cheshbin, to put it all together, if we accept the Diyuk of Reb Ruvain, who was Medayik in Tosfos Ksubas Daf Mem Amud Aleph, that from the fact that Tosfos asked the Kasha, it's a very subtle but a festive Diyuk, from the fact that Tosfos was muching in Ksubas Daf Mem, every Klein Betzitzes L'chayra should be a situation of Efshel L'Kayim Shen, that's right, that he learned like the Rambam, that he understood that the Pshat in the Gemara Yomar Loi Be'inam Yisrael Asei Klal is because of Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. And we take on the Hezbe that the G'dolei Rosh Hashiva said in the sheet of the Rambam, which is also the sheet of Tosfos, that it's because the Asei Doicha Lois Asei is not the Mitzvah Asei, it's not the Kiyum, but it's the Bittul Asei, and that's why Yomar Loi Be'inam is Efshel, even though you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah, but the Efshel L'Kayim Shneim is that we shouldn't be Mevatel the Mitzvah. And L'maisa, you're not being Mevatel the Mitzvah, then it wouldn't stem Tosfos. Because Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Mem obviously held, like Rabbi Chanan and the Rosh Hashivas pointed out, that it's not the Kiyum Asei, but it's the Bittul Asei that's Doicha. And Tosfos in Kedusha Lamechesa Mer Aleph was mefalful in this Yerushalmi that said that the Asei of Matzah should be Doicha, the Lois Asei of Chadosh. And Rabbi Yonis Hanaybish adds his grace Akasha. And we're saying a terrorist that it's the Mitzvahs Kiyumis. Mitzvahs Kiyumis only works if the Mitzvah is what's Doicha. But if it's the Bittul Mitzvah, then it's Pasha that you're not going to say Aseidah Yicholoysa, I say, when it comes to the mitzvahs kiyumas. So if we take the first cheshbon and the second cheshbon and we put them together, we're going to have a little bit of an orange sheet, this Tosfos. We'll stop here.